Section, the symptom. iGen's official documentation has blind spots. Methods like middle calls, top right corner, unary expression, and binary expression are defined in dotting plugin headers, files that get hashtag included into dense.base.h, matrix.base.h, and array.base.h. Searching for them on iGen.tuxfamily.org works, but the source file references point to dotting files that DoxyGen doesn't fully understand. Two long-standing issues track this. Issue number 1978, official documentation, missing star, in ary expression documentation. Issue number 2024, block operations not documented on the website. The question was, why? The dotting files exist in the source tree. DoxyGen's file patterns equals asterisk picks up everything. The methods show up in DenseBase's member list. What's actually broken? Section, the architecture, how dotting plugin files work. iGen uses a plugin pattern for injecting methods into base classes. Rather than putting hundreds of methods directly in dense.base.h, they're split into purpose-specific dotting files. These are included via the C preprocessor inside class bodies. This is a common C++ pattern. The .inc extension signals this file is meant to be included, not compiled standalone. But it creates an interesting problem for DoxyGen. Section, the Doxy file configuration. Here's what iGen's Doxy file.in looked like before the fix. Notice what's missing. There's no .inc equals C++ in extension mapping. DoxyGen picks up .inc files because file patterns equals asterisk matches everything. But without a mapping, DoxyGen doesn't know these are C++ files. This is where things get subtle. Section, what DoxyGen actually does without the mapping. I needed to understand the difference empirically. DoxyGen's processing pipeline has three distinct phases for each file. 1. Reading, loading the file into memory. 2. Pre-processing, expanding macros, evaluating if blocks is defined, only for files recognized as C/C++. 3. Parsing, extracting documentation structure, classes, functions, comments. Without .inc equals C++, DoxyGen reads and parses the .inc files, but skips pre-processing. This means iGen parsed by DoxyGen is never defined when processing .inc files standalone. iGen device func equals never expands to empty. iGen strong inline equals inline never applies. Any ifI is defined gen parsed by DoxyGen blocks and dotting files are silently skipped. The methods still appear in the documentation because dense.base.h hashtag includes the dotting files and dense.base.h is recognized as C++. But when DoxyGen encounters the dotting files as standalone entries in the file list, it treats them as plain text. Section, verifying in Docker. Speculation isn't proof. I built a Docker container to run DoxyGen twice. Once without the mapping, master behavior, and once with .inc equals C++, then compared the outputs. Section, the setup. The verification script creates a standalone doxy file from iGen's template, substituting CMake variables, runs DoxyGen in both modes, and diffs the results. Section, the smoking gun, processing logs. This is where the difference became undeniable. Without .inc equals C++, DoxyGen reads the files, but does not pre-process them. With .inc equals C++, DoxyGen pre-processes the files as C++ before parsing. The word pre-processing versus reading is the entire story. Without the mapping, DoxyGen's C preprocessor never runs on these files. Macros defined and predefined, the ones that control what DoxyGen sees, are simply never applied. Section, quantitative comparison. The member counts in dense.base/matrix.base/array.base are unchanged because those methods were already pulled in via hashtag include. The 132-line diff in dense.base.html is entirely DoxyGen-generated anchor, hash changes, not content changes. The 7 new HTML pages come from tr/sm/unrolls.inc, an AVX512 internal file. These are standalone .inc files, not included via hashtag include into any header, that contain real C++ classes. Without the mapping, DoxyGen couldn't parse them as C++ at all. The 29 new search index entries correspond to members of these newly documented classes, methods like aux_loadb, aux_microkernel, aux_storec, /s_trisulva_microkernel. Section, what about the plugin methods? The plugin.inc files, blockmethods.inc, commonc-wise unary-ops.inc, etc., show identical documentation with and without the mapping. This is expected. Their content enters doxygen's parser through the hashtag include directive in the .h files, where pre-processing does occur. The mapping ensures they're also properly pre-processed when doxygen encounters them as standalone files. This matters for 1. Source file pages, the blockmethods_8inc_source.html pages. With the mapping, doxygen can properly syntax highlight and cross-reference these pages with macro expansion applied. 2. Future changes. If any .inc file starts using if I is defined gen parsed by doxygen to expose doxygen-only documentation, a common iGen pattern, those blocks would be silently ignored without the mapping. 3. Consistency. A .h file and a .inc file in the same directory should receive the same doxygen treatment. Section, the fix. That's it. The merge request is a single line change with zero impact on compilation, zero impact on existing documentation content for the plugin methods, and correct new documentation for standalone .inc files. Section, how to debug doxygen yourself. If you suspect doxygen is mishandling files in your project, here's the approach that worked. Section 1. Run doxygen with verbose output. If you see reading but no pre-processing, your file isn't being treated as a recognized language. Doxygen's macro expansion, if evaluation is defined, and other C/C++ pre-processing features are silently skipped. Section 2. Compare with and without your change. Run doxygen twice, once with master config, once with your fix, and diff the output directories. Section 3. Check the search index. Doxygen generates JavaScript search index files in HTML/search/. These are a quick way to see if new members became discoverable. Section 4. Use Docker for reproducibility. Doxygen versions behave differently. Pin the version in a Docker file so your verification is reproducible. This gives you Doxygen 1.12.0 on Ubuntu 24.04. Different versions may produce different results, especially for edge cases like extension mapping. Section 5. Check extension mapping versus file patterns. These are independent settings that interact in non-obvious ways. File patterns equals asterisk tells doxygen which files to pick up from input directories. Extension mapping tells doxygen how to treat files it has already picked up. A file can match file patterns, but have no extension mapping. Doxygen will still read and parse it, but it won't pre-process it as C/C++. This is the trap that iGen fell into. Section, relationship 2, 2330. A reviewer on the MR asked whether this change was redundant with 2330, which inlines indexed view methods that ink directly into dense-based H, eliminating it from the source tree. These are complementary, not overlapping. 2330 removes one specific .inc file, indexedViewMethods.inc, by inlining its contents. 2338 ensures all .inc files, including blockmethods.inc, commonc-wise unary-ops.inc, commonc-wise binary-ops.inc, array-c-wise binary-ops.inc, reshaped-methods.inc, and others, are properly pre-processed as C++. If 2330 merges first, indexedViewMethods.inc goes away. But the other 9 plus plugin.inc files remain, plus the architecture-specific ones, trsmunrolls.inc, matrixvectorproduct.inc, gpuhipcuda-defines.inc. They all benefit from this mapping. Section, takeaways. 1. Doxygen's extension mapping controls pre-processing, not just parsing. Without it, files with unrecognized extensions are read and parsed, but never pre-processed. This means predefined macros, if evaluation is defined, and macro expansion are silently skipped. The documentation may look fine because the content enters through hashtag include, but the standalone file pages miss critical processing. 2. File patterns equals asterisk is necessary, but not sufficient. It gets files into doxygen's input set. But if those files don't have recognized extensions or explicit mappings, they get second-class treatment. This is documented in the doxygen manual, but easy to miss. 3. Docker-based A/B testing is the fastest way to debug DoxyGen running two DoxyGen passes, and diffing HTML output takes minutes. Reading DoxyGen source code to understand its file type detection heuristics takes hours. Empirical beats theoretical for configuration debugging. 4. Check the processing logs, not just the output. The reading versus pre-processing distinction in DoxyGen stare output is invisible in the generated HTML for files that are hashtag included elsewhere. The logs are the only way to confirm the processing pipeline is correct. 5. One-line configuration fixes deserve the same verification rigor as code changes. This was a one-line diff to doxyfile.in. The Docker verification that proved it works took 30 lines of shell. The ratio is worth it. Configuration bugs are notoriously hard to debug because their symptoms are silent omissions, not errors. Fixing GCC false positive warnings in iGen. Upgrading iGen's householder right-side application from BLOS 2 to BLOS 3.